mama, your mama. Orangutan poop. Vagina cancer. Radio loop. Vagina cancer. Boy Scout troop. Vagina cancer. Freaks, it's Monday, October 11th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, chasing after a one-legged goose, plus beating a man with his own entrails, and dog feces used as a sugar substitute. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of programs. Look at me working on Columbus Day. It's a federal holiday. I'm such an overachiever working for you guys. Oh yeah, sorry there was no Friday program, by the way. I spent all afternoon napping. Hold on a second. I always start recording the show after I take a swig of pop, and that's a bad idea. All right, oh, I've got a great program for you, and we're going to kick things off with one of the worst people in the world. Just a monster. Now, I like to say that I'm an asshole, but I'm an asshole to people who deserve it. And yes, that may include rape victims from time to time. You flash your shit all around town, and yeah, eventually something bad is going to happen to you. All right, but the woman today really is fantastic. Take a listen. This is a local news story that involves a dying, like, 7-year-old. She's got some sort of terminal condition, doesn't have much time to live, and her neighbor is a real piece of work.
Her family says 7-year-old Kathleen Edward is in the final stages of a degenerative brain disorder diagnosed as Huntington's disease, the same disease which killed Kathleen's mom, Laura, when she was only 24. This is Laura's picture shown here in the arms of the Grim Reaper. Her family's offended. They found...
It's up on Facebook. Someone did some photoshopping.
In the arms of the Grim Reaper, her family's offended. They found the picture on this neighbor's personal Facebook page. The neighbor admitted to me, yeah, I posted that on Facebook. And she says she also posted a picture of 7-year-old Kathleen with a skull and crossbones.
Now, what's great about this news story is there's really no reason that the neighbor's doing this. They're not in any sort of dispute.
With a skull and crossbones.
What do you accomplish with the deceased mother, with the Grim Reaper, and the daughter fighting an illness
personal
with the skull and crossbones?
Personal satisfaction. Okay.
What is it?
Personal satisfaction because it rubs their raw. Burns their because it burns.
It rubs their ass raw, is I believe what she said there.
Rubs their raw. Burns their because it burns Rebecca Rose raw for me to make fun of her dead daughter on that page.
That sounds sick.
Take it or leave it.
This neighbor dispute features a hearse.
I'm in love.
Hauling a coffin. Kathleen's family and neighbors say it's been used to harass Kathleen and her mom before her death.
Drove it down there in front of her husband's house, opens the casket, guns the engine. They don't care about anybody. I've never met people that had no heart. She told me that she was a devil. She has no sympathy and no empathy for anyone.
I have a sneaking suspicion they are one of my paying members.
But the truck's owners deny harassing anyone. They say it's all part of a Halloween display.
Yeah.
So your message with the hearse is it's Halloween.
It's a pickup truck with a frickin'...
With a coffin in the back?
Okay. Yes. Hello, staying with the theme. Hello.
Okay. Police responded to the neighborhood dispute while we were here. They've been here before.
This broad needs her own VH one reality show.
The family that's frightened has taken out a personal protection order.
How is it threatening when they're all parading around here now and you have PPOs against me and my wife?
How is it threatening?
Okay. How is that threatening?
It's Halloween, people. We're going to decorate.
That's what PPOs are used for. When you threaten someone, that's what happens.
And Kathleen Edward, the 7-year-old, her family says is in the final stages of Huntington's disease, a deadly disease that eats away at her brain. There'll be a benefit.
It'd be great if they printed out that black and white photo of her with the Grim Reaper, made her color it with crayons. Here, we'll put it up on the fridge.
Later this month at Haas Park here in Trenton. If you'd like information, you can log on to myfoxdetroit.com and get the very latest. We're in Trenton live, Ron Savage for The Edge. Monica?
Watch this. The local... Oh, isn't this just heartbreaking? Just a sad story.
Ron, your heart goes out to that little girl
yeah.
and her family. Did those officers that showed up at that house, did they say whether anyone there will face charges for what's happening?
There were no arrests tonight, Monica. However, of course, PPOs have been established.
Yeah. You get the idea there. Moving on, I have got audio here of a 14-year-old boy who loves Justin Bieber and is ready to declare war on those who hate him.
Hello, Justin Bieber haters. This video is an open declaration of war to all you freaks, you metal-loving fuckheads, okay? Over the last 6 months, I'm sure you know what's been going on, but Justin Bieber fans and Justin Bieber himself has been receiving a lot of hate, and we've had people disliking Justin Bieber's videos.
Justin Bieber.
For example, one of
Justin Bieber.
My favorite.
This kid sprung a leak.
For example, one of my favorite Justin Bieber videos one time has received more dislikes than likes, and you know the people who are disliking it are just a bunch of idiots who are jealous of Justin. And everybody knows that, okay? But, you know, it's not a joke anymore, okay? We tried to tell all the Justin Bieber fans...
Leave Justin alone!
It's not a joke anymore, okay? We tried to tell all the Justin Bieber fans...
Oh
my God. ...and are receiving, like, threats.
Believe me, I guarantee you, Justin Bieber himself does not care about this bullshit. He's, you know, selling millions of records, has a fuck ton of money.
It's not a joke, and you don't even get anything out of this. So, you know, we've tried to tell you guys to stop, we've tried to nicely ignore you, we've tried to do everything we can, but you don't seem to respond, okay? So,
now we battle!
Here's the deal, Justin Bieber, haters. You have 14 days to take down all the groups geared towards hating Justin. You've got 14 days to take down...
That'll end well for you.
All the videos geared towards hating Justin. You've got 14 days to take down all the websites geared towards hating Justin.
Or else what?
And if you don't take the websites down, we will start... Oh, and the videos, the websites, or the groups down. I'm gonna start to find out who you guys are. And within about 8 hours from making this video, I'm going to purchase a domain name. And this website will be for all the special Justin Bieber haters who think it's okay to comment on our profiles with death threats and stuff. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get your IP, and I can get this information. We're gonna find out who you are, the users of the IP, you live, and we're gonna get your photo, and we're gonna blast it on the internet, okay?
Well, that'll just ruin your reputation. Being listed on a website that lists people who do not like Justin Bieber, I can't think of a worse punishment. This guy sounds like a old-school Batman villain. I will find you and unmask you, and the world will know who Batman is!
So, I will reveal who you are, okay?
Yeah.
It's not a joke anymore, and justice will be served.
You know
what I mean? Fuck all you metal-loving Justin Bieber haters, fuck your metal music, fuck everything about you, okay? Because we're simply not going to tolerate you, okay? Goodbye.
So there you go. Just a warning to all of you Justin Bieber haters out there. Watch out! This little queen ball is on to you. I've got some Craigslist ads. They are pouring in now for our competition. Still haven't decided on a prize, but basically the deal is just log on to Craigslist, go to your city, wherever you're at, and find a personal ad that you think is funny or disgusting. Janelle emailed in with a Baltimore listing begging for BBW face sitting. Man for woman, 47. Seeking any and all big black women, or big, I guess big beautiful women, to sit on my face and lick your ass clean. Tell me how you want me to clean your ass so good and do a good job. The bigger the BBW, the better, and we'll lick your ass clean after a BM. I am for real. Please come over and use me. I'm clean, safe, disease and drug free, white, sane, down to earth, and only here to serve you. And that was written by Ben. Ben's looking for an ass to clean. Baltimore. Janelle, lots going on in Baltimore. Janelle also sent in another ad with the headline, Single White Male, Kink Sub 50 Years Old. I need a masculine guy to piss on me and in my Pampers. So this guy wants you to piss inside of his diapers, right? So I need a masculine guy to come piss on me and in my Pampers / giving me diaper rash prior to blowing him. I have a chastity device for total control. Serious guys, not babies / guys who've written me before wasting my time. No dicking around. This man knows what he wants. Heather emailed me with some Craigslist ads as well. This one is entitled, Want a Big Hairy Pussy. I wonder what he's looking for. I'll give you three guesses. No beating around the bush. I want to bury my face in a big, fat, hairy pussy. If you're so big and fat, you have to be fist-fucked to get off. You're the one for me. There you go. Just some of the Craigslist ads coming in for our contest. Moving on, one more clip, and then we'll get into the news. This is just a black guy plowing a girl in the pussy. Nothing too exotic there, but their banter is entertaining.
That's a fucking camera. This is a big
dick. It's a big dick. Oh, stop.
What does
the shirt say? I'm about meaty, right? You gotta read the shirt, huh?
Yeah, her shirt says, I love meaty. Now, I don't like this chick because she's advertising on her tits, thanks to her shirt, that she is looking for some meaty dick. And this guy, being black, definitely does have...
This is fucking meaty, right?
Yes, he has a meaty
she's
dick. And she's complaining about
she's
it.
Screaming.
You can't have your cock and eat it too, lady.
Stop.
Yeah, you keep saying stop. I don't know if you can hear him there. He said, what the hell are you doing? You're interrupting my nuttin'.
I want them to see your face.
Oh, no, it hurts.
Come on. Just bond over you. Come on.
Come on. Just a little bit. And then he says a great line.
Finish it off. Come on.
Finish it off. Come on, baby. Not as poetic as take what you need, but it'll do. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, sign up for the Sideshow. $5 a month, $50 a year. That's all it takes. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus shows, extended programs, video casts, that type of stuff. Sign up right now. Support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. First story we have for you today. I hate that this first one is so short because it ends just as it's getting good. A 22-year-old Yemez Pueblo man, I don't know what the fuck that means, I don't know where this story comes from, I think somewhere in New Mexico, is facing a murder charge in the gruesome stabbing death of a fellow tribal member. Federal prosecutors have accused Lucas Toledo of killing 21-year-old Matthew Panene. It's spelled like Panene, but with a P. All right, Matthew, we'll call it Panene, or Panana. I guess that would make more sense, huh? In the early hours of September 29th, outside his home on the reservation, after Panene repeatedly knocked on his window while he tried to sleep. That apparently set him over the edge. A criminal complaint alleges that Toledo stabbed Panene with a box cutter razor and a kitchen knife before repeatedly striking him with a shovel, stabbing his face, and then slashing his throat and abdomen. That's not my favorite part of the story, though. Here it comes. Toledo is also accused of pulling out... I want to restart that again. I'm sorry. I'm already laughing. It's hilarious. All right. Toledo is also accused of pulling out handfuls of Panana's entrails and throwing them on his body and wrapping some of them around the victim's neck. Holy mother of shit. Toledo was taken into federal custody. A trial date has not yet been set. That'd be a great name for my autobiography I'm working on. Tim Henson, A Fistful of Entrails. I don't know if I'm the first person to come up with this idea or not, but when I do finish my autobiography, I fully plan on releasing an audiobook version, but I'm not going to read it. I'm going to get Corky from Life Goes On to read the entire book.
Hey, Joey Drop, I got some pizza.
With sausage and pepperoni?
You bet.
Now listen, guys, we have to start eating healthy.
But we like pizza.
We like pizza.
Listen up.
Now I've been told you've got to eat nutritious.
But I'd rather munch on something that's delicious.
Chew a chewing gum, lick a stick of licorices.
That makes eating fun.
But if that's all I had to eat,
I have a tummy ache and have no teeth.
So once in a while, I eat veggies and meat.
That's when eating gets serious.
Eating is fun. Eating is serious. You eat too much, you're gonna get delirious. You eat too little, you're gonna disappear. Yes. Eating is so, so serious.
Eating is so much fun.
There's Corky. I'm sorry, Chris Burke is his real name, and that's his band. Chris Burke and the Waterheads, or whatever the hell the band's name is. But there you go. Yeah, I'd like to get him, or any other, you know, standard retard, read my book for me. Look, it's written by me, so there's not going to be a lot of big words in there. They'll do fine reading. All right, moving on. Second story we have for you today. This one happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida.
Okay, yes. Tampa or something, I don't know. Orange County Sheriff's Office is investigating an incident in which a 13-year-old girl is accused of poisoning members of her family. Not her real family. Her adoptive family. So, you know, she's kind of fucked up in the head to begin with. Investigators said the girl confessed to putting roach and rodent poison, as well as dog feces. That's to, mask the unpleasant roach poison taste. Alright, this was all given to her adoptive mother. They also said she placed hand soap in her drinking water. There's concern that the family's two biological children may also have been poisoned. It's believed that the girl's actions began sometime in early 2009 and continued through April 2010. The adoptive mother told investigators that recent toxicology tests have shown traces of arsenic in her blood, and for the past year, she's seen her health deteriorate. At this point, she has refused to press charges against the girl, though. Neighbors said the family provided love and a home for the girl, whom they adopted from Mexico years back, and even sent her to a private school far, far away. Orange County detectives said these are acts of domestic violence, and the investigation will continue before charges are sent to the state attorney's office. In the meantime, the incident report states that the girl is staying at a healthcare facility because she's been categorized as a threat to her family and society. She's trying to poison her adoptive mother. Yes, she's a threat. Putting dog shit in her coffee or something. If a charge is brought against the girl, it will likely be for felony poisoning. Because she's adopted, she cannot be deported. Drat. Our country gobbles up another dirty Mexican. Aren't I right, Glenn?
Get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
I'm sorry.
I don't care! You people don't care about the trillions! Get off my phone!
I'm gonna lose my mind.
I'm gonna lose my mind today!
All right. Final story we have for you today. Look, I don't know if it's because it's a holiday weekend or what, but the news stories are less than stellar today, I apologize. Nothing illustrates that better than this following headline. A man falls in a river chasing a one-legged goose. Drinking was involved. Authorities have rescued and arrested a drunk man who plunged into the Wisconsin River while chasing a one-legged goose. Because, you know, the old saying about catching a one-legged goose bringing you good luck. There is no such saying. The 40-year-old man told officers he wanted to catch the bird and roast it. He says he took off his shirt and shoes Thursday afternoon and then jumped into the frigid water. Authorities say he was overcome by the cold water and had to be rescued by firefighters. Police say the man had been drinking heavily before the stunt. The man was arrested on an outstanding warrant for bail jumping. Witness Sergio Lopez works by the river. He says he often sees people in the water during hot summer days, but rarely in October. Police say that, as far as they know, the goose is still on the loose. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Thank God it's over with. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Choo-choo, Timothy James Whiteman Henson. This is Hoffa's Ghost, your friendly Walmart Supercenter associate from Prescott, Maine, Colleen. Mm-hmm. Just to pose an idea.
Zone defense.
Did Sarah Palin's daughter, Code Bristol, Adam. Come up with a stool chart? The Bristol Palin stool chart? Think
right.
on that.
Yeah, we made the Bristol joke a long time ago, back when Sarah Palin was relevant.
Hey, Tim, it's Joe, a Sideshow Freak here in up in Michigan. Found something
Pure
for you
Michigan.
Here. I'm going to try to email to it to you. If I can't email it to you, I'm going to send you the DVD on the Sideshow on Tuesday. the 27th or 28th. Well, you know, those guys who don't pay for it don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
You played the clip from the graphic sexual whore. Well, I've got a copy of the movie. I'm trying to email it to you. If that doesn't work, I will send you one in the mail on a blank DVD.
Oh, cool.
Also, the actress in the Prune Brothers movie clip you play.
Yes.
Her name is Kathy Jones, sometimes spelled with a K or a C.
Of course.
I would really X-tube her or something. She has a great line of work.
Really?
She's an old
You know a lot about porn. Like, it's kind of frightening.
Other than that, Tim, you take care and bye for now.
All right, freaks. Kathy Jones is the actress's name from the Prune Brothers clip. Search her out. Send me some links. I'll look for some crap, too, from her.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Danielle, your lifetime side
show. I gotta take a shit real bad!
And just, you know, you were talking the other day about how your Boston Terrier was, like, marking all over the place, and you were hoping that neutering him was gonna take care of that.
Yeah.
I have a Boston Terrier. His name's Maxwell. He's, like, 13, 14 months old, something like that. He's been neutered, and he marks all over the place. I mean, he's been neutered for, like, 6 months now.
Right.
And he's still... And he pisses on the corner of my bed, and he doesn't do it because he's not potty trained. Like, he knows
yeah.
he needs to go outside,
yeah,
so
I know
go to the door
goes.
When he actually needs to go out. He just does it to be a little bitch. Of course, he'd probably love you, because I swear he's, like, the gayest dog on the planet.
Well, gay dogs love me.
Dog.
It's a proven fact.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Powder in San Diego.
Hey, Powder.
I'm calling because you're reading the story about the girl with the excess brain fluid or spinal fluid and the tube that drains into her stomach.
Yes.
And my wife has this exact same condition.
Yikes.
It's, maybe not the exact one. I haven't listened to the whole story yet because you're talking with Joey right now.
Oh.
But hers is called hydrocephalus, and it's the exact same thing, and it is kind of freaky. She actually has a small, they call it a pump.
It goes around her
but
ear?
It's not mechanical. It's underneath her skin on the side of her skull.
Oh.
And it's magnetically controlled, so I'll fuck with her and, like, put magnets near her to get her pissed off. But it actually goes over her collarbone and down to her stomach where it's digested, because there's no other real way to get it to drain out. If they put it straight into the bladder, there could be problems there because it could go, you know, back up into the brain, what have you.
Well, that's very interesting and creepy and weird.
Hello, Mrs. Miller. This is Harvey Johnson.
No! Yes,
speak to Deborah Sue. If you get that reference, you're a faggot.
I don't.
Hello, know. Timothy Boo Henson. This is Jesse. Talking about Sex Tactic Tuesday, all these people talking about the vomit gay ones, that wasn't nearly as horrible as the eunuch smoothie one you read back in August, I think. Just wanted to share that. Bye.
All right, thank you very much. I don't remember the eunuch smoothie.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo. This is a loyal sideshow freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric gynecologist.
Yeah.
I was just calling to talk about Spider. He just called in today and said that he found a girlfriend into blood play.
Yes.
Well, I got an idea for him. What if he scratched Distorted View into Ooh. Her back?
Oh, well, I think, I don't know if... Is she into actually getting scratched up, or does she like to give the scratches and shit? I'm not sure exactly how it works, if they're versatile in that way. But yeah, either, you know, she could claw Distorted View into his back, or he can do it into her back. That would be great.
A picture, or even better, a video of that.
Yeah, well, he did say he was going to make a video for us.
Jagoo, Tim, it's Wesley from New York calling. First of all, I just wanted to say, why are you watching Inuyasha, man? Inuyasha sucks. You gotta get yourself into a good anime like Samurai Champloo or Gurren Lagann. Go for Gurren Lagann. Fucking awesome.
What the fuck is that?
And second of all, Tim, it's pronounced poutine.
Ugh.
Poutine.
Don't
you
start that again.
It's pronounced poutine. Alright. Okay, thanks, bye.
All right. Well, at first I was calling it Putsin because that's how I was told, according to one of those dictionary websites. And then everyone corrected me and said, no, it's poutine, and now I'm getting a third way.
Hello,
fuck
Tim.
You.
This is Professor Gunnar. Now that I've gotten rid of that bitch wife of mine, I can stash all of my porn on her vanity.
Don't put your porn on my vanity! Stop. Gay kid, go away.
Yeah, Tim, this is Lee from Sandusky. I am 59 years old, will be 60 in May. I thought I'd throw my hat in for the tuba polygrip, and I use ooze control. Thank you. You've got a great show.
Thank you very much. Some older listeners finally coming out of the woodworks. I'm not going to hurt you, people. You're the last ones I will kill. I mean, I will take care of you. I will take you out, but I've got bigger fish to fry right now.
Timothy James Henson. It's Lifetime Sideshow member Surly here.
Oh,
I was calling because I was listening to the Sideshow exclusive September 30th show with the noisy, pained person getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
And I thought it sounded surprisingly like the prune juice lady. I think you might go back and forth between, you know, play some clips between...
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have some new Kathy Jones clips to play.
Hey, bitch.
I love that her name. She's a porn actress. Come up with a better name than Kathy Jones.
Hey, bitch, where are the July episodes? On the iTunes Sideshow feed.
The July episode? I don't know. Look, download them on the archives, for Christ's sakes. Oh, you mean this year? You need to be a little more specific. I don't know what's wrong. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God. Subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion. We will be back tomorrow with the Big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it. Straighten, you don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.